touch with what's bright and what's real. Caught up in these missions of my own. And you're telling me you think I've done so damn well while we're sitting here a thousand miles from home. There's a hole in your wisdom, a hole in your sky, two holes in your head with the lights
on. Am I on? I can cut in any time. Welcome to the Food Rights Hour. This is P. Kennedy. I'm an attorney with the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. The Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund is a nonprofit organization whose mission is to protect the right of farmers and consumers to engage in direct commerce. Through litigation and working on legislation at the state and federal level, the Legal Defense Fund works to protect those rights. Our website is located at www.ftcldf.org. That's www.ftcldf.org. And on our website, you can find membership applications for farmer and consumer memberships. In this time slot each Saturday, you're going to hear myself and other members of the FTC LDF board talk about issues relating to your right to obtain and consume the foods of your choice. What it boils down to is this: who controls your food choices? If you control your food choices, yeah, I'm there. Okay. Okay. In okay, in this time slot each Saturday, you're going to hear myself and other members of the FTC LDF board talk about issues relating to your right to obtain and consume the foods of your choice. It boils down to who controls your food choices. If you control your food choices, you're a free person. If the government controls your food choices, you are not. Now, there are two food systems in this country, the industrial food system and the local food system. The industrial food system probably gets about 98% of the food dollar in this country versus 2% of the local food system. But there's been tremendous growth in the local food system the past 10, 20 years. Farmers markets are booming. More people are going onto the farm to purchase products direct from the farmer. The one obstacle to the continued growth is that governments and the laws in this country favor the industrial food system. What FTCLDF can do to protect those who want to obtain food from the direct from the farm and at farmers markets is that we can level the playing field and prevent government from grinding down small farmers and depleting their resources. I'm going to get more into that the next segment.
Yeah. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Yep.
Day to day, where do you want to be? Cause now you're trying.
This is Pete Kennedy back with you on the Food Rights Hour. I will be taking calls later in the show. The call in number is 1-800-313-9443. As I was saying when I went into the break, the purpose or the goal of the Legal Defense Fund is to level up the playing field when government agencies go after farmers who are trying to sell the products of the farm direct to consumers. So many times, just the government agencies have worn down the small farmer, sent them through administrative hearings, then judicial hearings, just depleting their resources and making it difficult for their ability to continue to make a living. What FTC LDF can do is to make sure that they stand up for the farmer, make sure represent them without any legal costs for them. The only legal cost they have is the price of their membership. And ultimately, what we want to see is laws established everywhere where consumers have the right to obtain the foods of their choice from the source of their choice, whether or not that source is permitted and inspected by the government. Now, what is the government's position on the freedom of food choice issue? Well, I've got an answer for you, at least what the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's position is. Earlier this year, the Legal Defense Fund filed suit against FDA to challenge federal regulation banning raw milk for human consumption interstate commerce. We represented, we sued on behalf of a number of consumer members and a farmer. And one of the claims we made was that this regulation violated the constitutional right to privacy. We believe that right to, well, the Supreme Court has held that the right to privacy includes the right to the custody and care of your children. And what is more fundamental to the care of your children than you being able to obtain the foods you believe best for your health? We also believe the right to privacy includes the right to bodily autonomy, putting the things in your body that you choose to put in and not being limited by the government. Well, to give you an idea of FDA's views on freedom of choice, here are some direct quotes to the right to privacy claim we made in our complaint. First, there is no absolute right to consume or feed children any particular food. Second, there is no deeply rooted historical tradition of unfettered access to foods of all kinds. And third, plaintiff's assertion of a fundamental right to their own bodily and physical health, which includes what foods they do and do not choose to consume for themselves and their families, is similarly unavailing because plaintiffs do not have a fundamental right to obtain any food they wish. And on top of that, FDA said there is no fundamental right to freedom of contract. In other words, no right to enter into a private contractual arrangement with a farmer or another food producer to obtain the foods of your choice. The Fifth Amendment to the United States Constitution says no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. The Ninth Amendment says the enumeration of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. FDA paid little attention to those provisions in the Constitution. And the suit we filed against FDA was over the right for consumers to be able to obtain raw milk from across state lines and bring it to their own, back to their own states and consume, and the right of a farmer to knowingly sell to consumers and bring knowingly sell to consumers who are do come to his farm from other states. The Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund mainly litigates. Most of the litigation we do has to do with raw milk. We believe that is the key food at this time in the local food movement, and is really at the heart of the struggle between the industrial food system and the local food system, and between the government that wants to control your food choices and you who want the ability to make your own food choices. And to provide more background on the importance of raw milk to the local food movement, more than any other food, it brings customers to the farm. Someone might, once someone goes to the farm, they might purchase meat, produce, eggs from the farmer, but raw milk, from what we see in our consumer and farmer members, is what brings consumers to the farm more than any other food. It's also the raw milk is also at the heart of the struggle between commodity agriculture and direct marketing in this country. A farmer who sells raw milk to a co-op to be to get pasteurized can expect maybe $1.50 to $2 a gallon, while those selling and of course that milk later is pasteurized. Those selling raw milk direct to the consumer, depending on what part of the country you live in, raw milk sold direct to the consumer can go anywhere from $6 to $15 a gallon. There's more there's opposition, intense opposition to the ability to sell raw milk and legalizing the sale of raw milk from both the dairy and the pharmaceutical industry. The dairy industry wants farmers chained to the commodity system, and when the farmers are at the mercy of the commodity system, they have no control over their own pricing, and it's extremely difficult to make a living. They're about 90%, close to 90% of the dairies that were around 40 years ago in this country are now gone. The number of dairies in existence right now isn't much more than 10% of what it was 40 years ago. In addition, I think the pharmaceutical industry has a stake in preventing raw milk from being sold legally. The pharmaceutical industry makes a lot of money selling antibiotics to confined animal feed operations, including operations, including confined dairy operations. Consumers are not going to buy raw milk from animals on confinement. They mainly want to buy raw milk from animals who are on pasture and who have mostly a pasture-based diet. The other importance of raw milk to the ability of the small farmer to make a living is just the money they can make from value-added dairy products. A farmer who sells raw milk for $5 a gallon can process that milk into 4 quarts of yogurt at about $5 a quart and turn $5 into $20. The other thing to note here, and FDA was our the defendant in this case, is that they are the leading opponent of raw milk in the country. The agency believes that the only good bacteria is dead bacteria, and they are totally against having a food like raw milk on the market. Their quote is, Raw milk should not be consumed by anyone at any time for any reason. Back after the break.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to AshworthTraining.com.
Hi, this is Pete Kennedy. Again, welcome back to the Food Rights Hour. I will be taking calls later in the show. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. To give you a better idea on just how intense the struggle has been over raw milk and more broadly between local food and industrial food, I'm going to go in to some enforcement actions over that have occurred the last 5 years over raw milk sales and distribution and to several cases. And actually, with as many enforcement actions that have taken place in this country and raw milk cases that have been or are being have been litigated recently or are currently being litigated, the most important one raw milk case has been taking place north of the border, and that would be the case of Michael Schmidt, who's a dairy farmer in Ontario. He has fought the province of Ontario over the right to distribute raw milk to people who have purchased ownership interests in the cows on his farm for the past 16 years. There were armed raids on his farm in 1994 and 2006. In actually, after the first raid, from what he later found out, he was members of the Stasi actually came over to his farm to harass some of the workers at his farm. Michael is originally from Germany, and some of the workers at his farm were as well. But in 2006, the province of Ontario executed a second armed raid on Michael Schmidt's farm, took thousands of dollars worth of product and equipment off the farm, and subsequently charged him with 20 violations of the Ontario public health and dairy laws. And the court case, just the trial, was held in 2009. About a year later, in 2010, Michael Schmidt was acquitted on all counts of violating the Toronto public health and dairy laws. And two key rulings came out of this case by the judge. And one was that there was a difference of public versus private, and that the judge found that Michael Schmidt had a private contractual arrangement that was not subject to the public health laws. And beyond that, and something I'd like to see judges decide and a judge rule on in this country, was that the particular judge in Michael Schmidt's case also held that informed consumers have the right to waive the protection of the public health laws. And considering some of the products that FDA and others charged with protecting the public health have led on the market, such as aspartame, NutraSweet, MSG, high fructose corn syrup, genetically modified foods, and now possibly cloned salmon. The question is, what protection? So this is a key case in the food rights battle. I hope to see everyone, I think, fighting for the rights to obtain the foods of our choice. Hope they see a similar decision in this country. And kudos to Michael Schmidt. He was his own attorney. He took on four attorneys from the province of Ontario and was successful. That case is now being appealed, and for the appeal, Michael has retained counsel. But just a key case in the food rights movement. Another case that it has another enforcement action, I should say, that is currently going on right now, is being taken by the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection against Vernon Hershberger. Vernon Hershberger is an Amish farmer from Wisconsin who has entered into a contract with a buyer's club to provide the members of those buyer's club, the buyer's club, with the foods of their choice, and actually has currently providing them with the foods of their choice through a lease agreement where he has leased out his cows to members of the buyer's club. This seemingly would just be consenting parties, but the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture has seen fit to butt in to this enforcement action. More about this after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
This is P. Kennedy again. Welcome back to the Food Rights Hour. I'll be taking calls later in the show, and the call-in number was 800-313-9443. Before the break, I was talking about Vernon Hershberger. You think someone, two consenting parties want to enter in to a contract where one obtains food for the other would be beyond the state's business, but in Vernon's case, not so. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has executed two administrative search warrants and one criminal search warrant against Vernon's farm. This is someone with a perfect track record, has never been accused or never been a single report against him of making anyone ill with the food from his farm. The Wisconsin Department of Ag has referred this case to the state attorney general, and the state attorney general is currently deciding on whether to bring charges against someone who has done nothing but make people well. Staying in Wisconsin, on the consumer side, you would figure that someone who is hired by people as a an agent to pick up food who as a who runs a buyer's club where he who picks up food healthy food direct from the farm from people who want it would be left alone by the law. Again, a private contractual arrangement between consumers and the agent who they have hired to obtain healthy food direct from the farm for them. But in the case of Max Kane, the agent and proprietor of the Buyers Club, Bell's Lunchbox, is not turned out that way. For the last year and a half, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, through the state attorney general, has been trying to obtain records from Bell's Lunchbox, which Bell's Lunchbox no longer exists, but that has not stopped the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture from taking on continuing to attempt to investigate Max. They, among other things, they want the names of all his customers, all the customers he ever had in Bell's Lunchbox, which is a fundamental violation of their a right to privacy. Again, no cases of illness have been attributed to any food distributed by Bell's Lunchbox, and no, there have been no reports of any illness from food Bell's Lunchbox provided to its members. The so most of the enforcement actions have been against consumer farmers, but you see more of them against consumers and buying clubs. There was a farmer in Minnesota earlier this year, Michael Hartman, who had a couple criminal search warrants executed against his farm. But what's most unusual about this case is that he used this one private residence as a drop site for people who could not make it out to his farm to purchase products from it to distribute the Hartman products at this private residence. The family did not make any money from the distribution. They just did that as a convenience to the Hartmans and their customers. This is in the state of Minnesota. And shortly after, actually between the two criminal search warrants that were executed against the Hartman farm, the some local police, along with officials from the Minnesota Department of Agriculure and actually the city Department of Health, executed a criminal search warrant against the private residence. And it was wife, husband, their three children who were home. In the words of the wife, she came out of the shower at 8 o'clock in the morning to find three plainclothes policemen at the top of the stairs. They rousted their children out of bed and made them go downstairs. When the wife got downstairs, she noticed that three government officials were looking into the family's refrigerator. So these enforcement actions are extending beyond to the consumers, I mean, beyond the farmers, and in this case, violating the privacy and sanctuary of a home. probably the biggest or the most publicized raid. This year occurred at the Rossum food store in Venice, California. That is a store where raw dairy products and other raw foods are distributed to members of the Rossum Buying Club. Again, it's a private buyer's club. Again, no complaints that I'm aware of against the store. But on this day, government, state, local, and federal government agencies, along with armed policemen, raided the store. This was back on June 30th. Part of this raid was captured on videotape. Four of the policemen entered the store with guns drawn, and as a story in the Los Angeles Times said, were brandishing their weapons as they walked between the arugula and the cauliflower to get to the raw dairy products. FDA was part of this raid, and the this time, like in so many of these enforcement actions, the membership of the Rossum food store actually increased after the raid. What development out of this raid on the food store was that they confiscated 17 coolers worth of food, and one of those coolers, at least one, contained some cheese products from Morningland Dairy of Mountain View, Missouri. Morningland is a farmstead cheese operation, which makes raw cheese, a licensed operation, and they sell around the country. Again, they have been in business 30 years and never have had any complaint or any reports of illness from products produced by the dairy. But what happened with Morningland is that the California Department of Food and Agriculture, which participated in the raid, took some samples of the Morningland products. They tested positive for a listeria, monocytogenes, which is a bacteria that may or may not be pathogenic or harmful to human health. As a result of these positive tests, even though there were no reports of illness, the CDFA and FDA contacted the Missouri State Milk Board, and they shut down the dairy. What FDA and the Missouri Milk Board claim was that any products made by the dairy in the same processing room were tainted. Subsequently, and you're talking over an 8-month period of time, Morningland, pressured by FDA, issued a voluntary recall, recalled over 60,000 pounds of cheese. They asked to send in samples of their cheese at the plant so they would not have to destroy the cheese that was currently at the plant that had not been sold yet. And what happened was the samples were not properly taken. Some positive test results did come back for Listeria, but at this point there is still had been no case of any illness. And rather than work with the dairy to try and get them back on their feet, the Missouri Milk Board, you know, first embargoed their products, all products at the facility, which is about 50,000 pounds of cheese or $250,000, preventing them from selling them. And then subsequently, the cheese subsequently issuing an order to the dairy to destroy the cheese. The dairy is fighting that order. They don't think they've been given due process. What you learn when you get into a case like this is FDA and the state agencies test for these bacteria like Listeria and E. coli, but not all tests for not all, there are different types of Listeria and E. coli, and not all of them are capable of causing illness in humans. So what stands right now is Morningland wants tests to taken to see if they are in fact the types of the Listeria bacteria that will cause illness in humans. And the a condemnation hearing has been set. And if the Milk Board gets a favorable ruling from the court, they will be able to destroy these products. And it if these aren't tested to see what if it's actually a harmful type of this bacteria, $250,000 of cheese that was not possibly not capable of harming anyone will be destroyed. I'm going to get into this a little later, but one of the on this food safety bill before Congress, one of the selling points on it is that FDA should have the mandatory recall power. Well, what you see here is even without the mandatory recall power, they have pressured the Missouri State Milk Board into throwing out 50,000 pounds of what likely is cheese that's safe and nutritious to eat. And some of the big firms out there just chalk up the cost of throwing away product due to a recall as the cost of doing business. But when you get a small operation like Morningland, one foodborne illness outbreak, or just alleged one allegation of having unsanitary food, even though that might not actually be the case, can put the dairy out of business. So this is a raw cheese case rather than a raw milk case, but it's just has huge precedential value as to what due process rights these people are. People that are accused of having adulterated food, that is food that can be harmful to human health, what rights do these people have? Do they have the right to actually find out whether the food is capable of harming someone, or are they just put out of business by the destruction of their food without due process being upheld? So it's a an important case for just the future of small farms, especially those producing raw dairy. And at the same time this is going on, there is actually another cheese case in Washington. FDA has executed a seizure order, just preventing the Estrella Creamery, which and this is in Washington State. Estrella has won awards domestically and internationally for the quality of their cheese, and for this same bacteria, positive testing for Listeria, they are looking at throwing out, being forced to throw out $100 worth of cheese, where again there is no complaint of any illness, nor any reports of sickness. So more on this case and how this relates to
dominance,
the food,
a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendovite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendovite.
Extendovite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendovite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendovite. To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
This is Pete Kennedy. Welcome back to the Food Rights Hour, brought to you by the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. You can visit us at www.farmtoconsumer.org. Next hour, I will be taking calls, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443. I wanted to finish up with the Estrella case. I might have said before the hour that they stood to lose $100 worth of cheese. That's over $100,000 worth of cheese in reality. And it's the same scenario is the Morningland case. Again, no reports of illness. They did have some product test positive for Listeria. There were some what are called environmental swabs done of their plant that tested positive. But it's interesting that before FDA got involved in this case, well, first off, none of these tests were ever followed up to see if they were actually pathogenic. They were a type of the Listeria bacteria that was capable of causing illness. And beyond that, if the quantity of the Listeria bacteria was enough of capable of causing illness. What was interesting is that when they were working with the Washington Department of Agriculture before FDA took over the case, the Washington Department of Agriculture seemed to be more willing to help them work out of whatever problems they might have had to get back on their feet producing again. And with FDA, it seemed like they were more interested in just finding a problem. And once they found the problem, they shut them down. In both the Estrella and Morningland case, neither farm has made cheese now in close to 3 months. And when this happens, there's no proof of any illness. And FDA was working directly in the Estrella case. In the Morningland case, they are working through the Missouri State Milk Board. It makes you question the wisdom of giving the agency more power, which is what these food safety bills propose to do. But the other thing here is I said earlier, raw milk, and you can make that raw dairy, just any raw dairy product, is at the heart of this struggle over food rights and food freedom. And FDA has publicly stated that raw milk is like playing Russian roulette with your health. As I said earlier, they've also stated it is no one, FDA, raw milk should not be consumed by anyone at any time for any reason, even though the consumption of raw milk is legal in every state in the country. So it's a question of the agency dictating what foods you should consume and carrying out their agenda to get raw milk and raw cheese off of the market. And when we come back, we'll get into the S-510, the food safety bill currently before Congress. And question why an agency